Streaming sponsored by the Madison Concourse Hotel.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Enjoy live jazz, a surf and turf dinner, comedians, disco with BO5, classic country, a DJ dance party, and a ballroom brunch to start 2025 off right. Details at concoursehotel.com.
Today's News at Noon is sponsored by TC Autoworks, keeping you on the road with vehicle sales and service, and by Strang Heating and Electric, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 100 years. They are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service. It's 2 degrees above zero at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Following the overthrow of the Assad regime, U.S. outgoing Secretary of State Antony Blinken says he's still determined to find missing journalist Austin Tice in Syria.
We're working to bring him home, to bring him out of Syria, and to bring him home. But for privacy reasons, I can't share any more detail than that.
Antony Blinken said that the United States is also working to bring home another American in Syria who's been found, presumably Travis Timmerman, who was detained after crossing into Syria on foot 7 months ago on a Christian pilgrimage. President-elect Trump today celebrating Time Magazine, naming him Person of the Year for a second time.
I have to say, Time Magazine getting this honor for the second time. I think I like it better this time, actually.
Ukraine's President Zelensky confirming Ukraine attacked well into Russia with long-range U.S.-made weapons last night, military targets, as well as energy infrastructure. Russia promising retaliation. This is ABC News. Along with the first human case discovered last week, some of Arizona's zoo animals now testing positive for bird flu.
Wildlife World Zoo in Maricopa County has been identified as having animals that are infected with bird flu. Arizona's health department says it's reaching out to zoo staff who have come in contact with the infected animals. The Wildlife World Zoo has also put guest activities with direct animal contact on hold temporarily. Overall risk to the public and zoo visitors is said to be low. Nationwide, there have been at least 60 human cases of bird flu, most in California. Alex Stone, ABC News.
With FBI Director Christopher Wray stepping down, President-elect Trump's pick, Kash Patel, will make the rounds on Capitol Hill today looking to gain support. He'll be joined by Trump's Director for National Intelligence Choice, Tulsi Gabbard. Ahead of the busy holiday travel season, a Senate subcommittee on aviation safety will hold a hearing this morning on the safety of U.S. air traffic control. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Autoworks in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Autoworks, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of The News at Noon is sponsored by Simpson's Tractor, Center Pharmacy, Cardinal Glass CG, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, BL Signs, Kickapoo Creekside, PMI Windows, Prem Meats, Allied Ready Mix, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, Southwest Tech, Village Family Dental, Driftless Area Group, Dairy Hardware, Richland Family Prescription Center, and Court and Main Furniture and Mattress.
Good afternoon. It is a cloudy 2 degrees in Richland Center at 12:06. Our forecast calls for rather cold conditions with some clouds passing through and a high of 9. Tonight, partly cloudy to clear and very cold, a low of 6 below. Tomorrow, morning sunshine, then clouds increasing, not as cold, a high of 21. In Richland Center, we have easterly winds at 7 miles per hour, and after a low of 5 below, it's 2 above.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
The holidays are here, and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is ready to help you make your home merry and bright this season and into the new year. Looking for the perfect gift? How about the gift of comfort with one of our top quality mattresses? Or shop in our in-store clearance values and save big on furniture for every room. Not sure what to get? We've got gift certificates for everyone on your list. Start the new year off right with comfort and savings from A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Visit us on South Church Street in Richland Center today.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
Good afternoon. It is 2 degrees in Richland Center at 12:08. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. With the frigid temperatures today and blustery winds, stay indoors if possible. Be sure your home emergency kit is stocked. You should keep your gas tank at least half full when temperatures are below zero. Also, avoid carbon monoxide poisoning. Never heat your home with a gas stove, top, or oven. Check the batteries and your carbon monoxide detectors regularly. Make sure your pets are safe as well. Limit their time outdoors. If you must be outside in sub-zero weather, be sure you know the signs and symptoms of hypothermia. These include shivering, exhaustion, confusion, and slurred speech. Symptoms can look similar to intoxication. Call 911 if someone is exposed to cold temperatures and you see these symptoms. The Wisconsin Elections Commission issued a statement regarding the hearing this afternoon in the Republican Party of Wisconsin versus Tony Evers. The Federal Electoral Count Reform Act requires Wisconsin's presidential electors to meet on December 17th of this year. However, state law has not been brought into accordance with federal law and instructs Wisconsin's presidential electors to meet on a different date. The WEC believes that the Federal Electoral Count Reform Act meeting date preempts the meeting date established under state law. The WEC agrees that the correct date for Wisconsin's presidential electors to meet is December 17th, and that complying with the federal statute will ensure that Wisconsin's electoral votes are counted properly. The Ithaca School District has two seats up for election this spring. The seats currently held by Robert Busher and Kelly Ferriance are at-large positions for 3 years beginning Monday, April 28, 2025, and expiring April 2028. If you are an Ithaca School District resident interested in serving, a campaign registration statement and a declaration of candidacy must be filed no later than 5 o'clock Tuesday evening, January 7th, at the district office. The spring election will be held Tuesday, April 1st. If a primary is necessary, it will be held Tuesday, February 18th. Representative Tony Kurtz of Waniwak has been appointed the Assembly Vice Chair of the Joint Finance Committee by Speaker Robin Voss. The Joint Finance Committee is a statutory 16-member standing committee of the Wisconsin Legislature. The committee's primary responsibility is to serve as the principal legislative committee charged with review of all state appropriations and revenues. Kurtz says he's grateful to serve in the position. He added, "Wisconsin is once again in a strong fiscal position going into the next budget cycle. We've made historic investments in local government, transportation, infrastructure, and workforce housing. The legislature passed three variations of tax cuts that were ultimately vetoed by the governor. I look forward to returning the surplus to the hardworking taxpayers of our great state while ensuring continued investments in special education, first responders, local roads, and rural hospitals." Kurtz has been representing the 50th Assembly District. In November, he was reelected to serve a fourth term in the State Assembly. However, with the new maps, he will now represent the 41st Assembly District. This will also be his third term serving on the Joint Finance Committee. A familiar name tapped for a key ambassadorship. President-elect Donald Trump has selected Ron Johnson as U.S. Ambassador to Mexico. However, it's not the same Ron Johnson who serves as Wisconsin's Republican U.S. Senator. Trump said in a statement that his selection for the post was previously U.S. Ambassador to El Salvador during his first term, and also served in the CIA and the U.S. Army on the social media platform. Ex-Wisconsin's Ron Johnson said, "There are a few of us Ron Johnsons out there, including a former NFL player and a JCPenney CEO." Madison City leaders are walking back a pilot plan of paid parking at parks. The City Council asked the Parks Department to explore the plan last month with the hopes of rolling it out in 2025. A public pushback at the plan tied up parks employees who were forced to respond to complaints and stifled the planning before it even started. For now, the City Council wants parks workers to explore other ways to generate revenue from the parking lots. The Act 10 ruling is raising the stakes for the state Supreme Court election in the spring. The controversial 13-year-old law strictly limited public sector bargaining rights in Wisconsin. Last week, a Dane County judge struck down a big portion of the law, but Republicans have already filed an appeal. Michael Childers is a labor education professor at UW-Madison. He says the law also brought the state back more than 50 years, as Wisconsin was a pioneer in the fight for workers' legal rights.
It was the first state in the nation that allowed formally for public sector bargaining, and then became the first to basically greatly curtail bargaining rights for all but police and fire in the state.
He says Act 10 changed the ability of public sector workers in Wisconsin to have influence over their workplace. Wisconsin experienced the largest decline of union membership in the U.S. over the past decade. The case is almost certainly headed to the state Supreme Court. If Act 10 is struck down by Wisconsin's High Court, it could open the door for a resurgence of union engagement across the state. The court currently has a liberal majority, so the public workers who filed the lawsuit hope justices act before the election. U.S. Department of Agriculture, Rural Development, Wisconsin State Director Julie Lassa has announced that the department is investing over $32 million to strengthen rural infrastructure and create more good-paying construction jobs in Wisconsin. Projects being funded include in Juneau County, a $1.5 million loan will help the village of Linden Station make upgrades to the sewer collection and lift station system. In Oneida County, a $5.2 million loan and a $1.3 million grant will help the city of Rhinelander make improvements to water mains and sanitary and storm sewers. And in Vernon County, a $24.2 million electric infrastructure loan and loan guarantee program loan will be used by Vernon Electric Cooperative to help connect 801 consumers and build and improve 203 miles of line. This loan includes $2 million in smart grid technologies. Vernon Electric Cooperative is headquartered in Westby and serves on average 11,513 consumers through 2,180 miles of line through seven counties. This program is part of a nationwide announcement that USDA is investing $6.3 billion in rural and tribal communities across 44 states to expand access to a clean and reliable electric grid, provide safe drinking water, and create good-paying jobs. More than 200 projects are being financed to strengthen the nation's infrastructure in rural places, growing the American economy from the middle out and bottom up. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has adopted new reading curriculum recommendations without the approval of the Joint Finance Committee. State Superintendent Jill Underlie sent a letter to the Republican-controlled committee Friday referencing a state Supreme Court decision showing that the DPI does not require Joint Finance Committee approval for the curriculum. That decision found that the legislature has used the Joint Finance Committee to violate the separation of powers by blocking stewardship purchases. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has received $10 million in grant funding for programs that help children with disabilities in correctional facilities enter the workforce. The funding comes from the U.S. Department of Education's Disability Innovation Fund program and will be spread out over a five-year period. The program seeks to provide training for children with disabilities for good jobs that are in demand in the state when they leave the correctional facility. Officials hope the program cuts down on the number of children who reoffend. Wisconsin has received nearly $18 million of federal funding to replace large older vehicles like buses and dump trucks with zero-emission vehicles. The funding comes from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, which awarded a total of $735 million for similar projects across the country. The Clean Heavy Duty Vehicle Grant Program was established through the Inflation Reduction Act. This round of funding through the program will be used to replace nearly 60 heavy-duty vehicles in the city of Milwaukee. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has sent a warning to four voice service providers in the state, accusing them of allowing illegal robocall traffic on their networks. According to a press release, warning letters were sent to KWK Communications, Inbound, AKA Management, and CallVox. Attorney General Call is part of a bipartisan and multi-state litigation task force seeking to protect consumers from the irritating robocalls. The warning letters included specific instances of suspected robocalls using the four networks. A man accused of faking his drowning and traveling to Eastern Europe is back in Wisconsin and facing charges. 45-year-old Ryan Borgwart was charged with misdemeanor obstruction in Green Lake County Court. Prior to his Tuesday court appearance, Sheriff Mark Podall wouldn't say what brought Borgwart back. Borgwart is now free on a signature bond. County officials may seek $40,000 in restitution to cover the cost for a lengthy search of Green Lake, where Borgwart faked his drowning while kayaking in August. It is a cloudy 2 degrees in Richland Center at 1219. This week's History Moment is next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Whenever you're in Southwest Wisconsin, you're never far from someone who trusts BL Signs. From the van with a sleek wrap you're meeting, to the business sign that welcomes you before you step out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes your mouth water, BL Signs is behind it all. With a reputation for delivering projects on time, on budget, and with the highest quality, BL Signs of Richland Center is your go-to for all things signage. Visit them online today at blsignage.com.
Driftless Area Group is truly a special company. Why? Not only do we house four completely unique businesses under one roof, but we also have unparalleled customer service, rates, and knowledge of the industry. Real estate, land surveying, insurance, and interior design is what we specialize in, and it is what we have been passionate about since day one. This is truly what makes us special. Give Driftless Area Group a call at 647-9050 or stop by our office located at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
It's 2 degrees in Richland Center. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
Do you remember the Elaine Floral Company? Perhaps driving past Kroska Park at the intersection with Orange Street, you'll recall a large greenhouse parallel to the street. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to a Trade Center Review section in the Muscadet Progressive, circa 1964, nothing expresses your good taste and thoughtfulness better than a beautiful, fresh flower bouquet. The Elaine Floral Company, located on 390 West 6th Street in Richland Center, can help you pick out just the right type of flowers and plants that you need. Featuring flowers for every occasion and every need, the Elaine Floral Company has served area residents for many years. They've established themselves as a leader in the floral originality, such as constantly providing this area with distinctive floral displays at the lowest possible costs. The Elaine Floral Company is always glad to accept your floral order by mail or by telephone if you're not able to stop in person. They can always be depended on to select and deliver beautifully arranged flowers and plants that express your message in the most appropriate manner. Talk to them about the proper selection of flowers to add the right touch of elegance to your home. The beauty of flowers speaks well to the giver. Listen next week for the history of Richland County, covering Sunday schools as recalled by Dorothy Galt.
The Richland County Historical Society appreciates your support. It's been a great year with many new family, individual, and business members. Would you consider joining? For just $10 a year, individuals or families can be a member. Yearly memberships for businesses, just $20. A lifetime membership is available for just $100. Membership payments and donations can be sent to the Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. The Society hopes you're enjoying these weekly history moments.
There will be plenty of holiday spirit at the Richland Center City Auditorium this Sunday when the Richland County Performing Arts Council hosts the final concert of the 2024 year. The event will feature Nashville recording artist Maggie May.
pretty excited to be back in Richland Center. Haven't been there for several years. We're going to be doing our first Christmas show that we've done in several years. I think the last time I did a show was in 2018, and we're just pretty excited to be coming to Richland Center.
The concert, Maggie May's Country Christmas Show, will have the Sawmill Creek Band and Eric Knopf Singer performing with Maggie. There will be a wide variety of music for all to enjoy.
We're going to have a mix of not just Christmas music, we'll have country music as well. And that gives it a nice all-around show, and it kind of shows off the talents of the band. I'll sing, they'll sing, and just makes a nice rounded show.
If you attend the show, you may experience an Elvis sighting when the special guest appears.
You are in for a treat, who's ever there. If you follow this little guy around, Leroy Elvis Peterson is his name, and he's from Kendall, Wisconsin. I've been working with him since he was probably 13 or 14, that I'd have him as a special guest, and here he's, I think, 25 or 26 now, and he's sounding better than ever. And if you close your eyes, he sounds like Elvis or Johnny Cash, and he's just got a pretty unique stage presence, and we really enjoy working with him. He's got quite a following.
Maggie May is looking forward to bring Christmas cheer to all in attendance.
I can't wait to perform these songs and just seeing the people sing along and having a great time to some great toe-tapping music, and really looking forward to being back in Richland Center.
Maggie May's Country Christmas Concert with the Sawmill Creek Band, including Eric Knopf Singer and special guest Leroy Elvis Peterson, will be performed this Sunday at the Richland Center City Auditorium. Doors will open at 1 and the show will get underway at 2. Tickets are priced at $25 per person. A group rate for 10 or more people is also available. Tickets can be purchased online at eventbrite.com, locally at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery, at Napa Auto Parts, or at the door as available. Proceeds from the concert go towards the Auditorium Building Fund for the ongoing restoration and renewal. For ticket information, you can call 608-604-7022. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is asking for public input on a proposed deer management unit rule. The draft rule would allow the Department of Natural Resources to return to habitat-based deer management units in the northern forest zone and parts of the central forest zone. The public comment period on the proposal will be open until January 10th, and DNR officials will host a virtual public meeting on the draft rule on January 8th. Public comments can be mailed to the DNR office in Madison or submitted online. Today's winner in the Ithaca Music Boosters calendar raffle is Patsy Waslick. It's 2 cloudy degrees in Richland Center at 1227. Today's vital statistics are next.
Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center is ready to give you more choices and more savings with this year's Value Bonanza. The Value Bonanza sales event gives you more ways to save than ever before. You can take advantage of special financing, plus cash back options on select New Holland equipment for a limited time. Save on tractors, save on hay and forage products, save on material handling equipment too. Visit Simpson's Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Richland Center today for complete details. Offers end December 31st, 2024. Simpson's Tractor Incorporated has proudly served Richland Center and the surrounding area since 1920. With high-quality new and used agricultural and industrial equipment for sale. Simpson's Tractor has also been a trusted service center for the repair of tractors and other farm and industrial machinery.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Good oral health leads to better overall health. Brush twice a day, floss regularly, and don't forget to see your dentist. At Village Family Dental, we have a full-time certified orthodontist ready to care for your smile. Schedule your appointment today for a regular checkup, cleaning, or a free orthodontic exam. Prevent bacteria from entering your bloodstream and causing other health issues. Keep your mouth healthy with Village Family Dental and Orthodontics in Spring Green. Call now to make an appointment. Your health starts with your smile.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
It is a cloudy 2 degrees in Richland Center at 12:30 on this Thursday, December 12th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Lennis Marie Gilbertson, age 86, died Saturday. A funeral service will be held Friday at 1 at the Highland Presbyterian Church. Friends may call at the Highland Presbyterian Church Friday from 9 until the time of service at 1. A luncheon will follow at the Highland Historical Society. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Dove Healthcare, Fenimore. The McGuire Peterson Hauk Funeral Home of Highland is serving the family. Lennis Gilbertson is survived by 5 children, Jim and Sue White of Green Bay, Christy Creel, Kathy and Larry Nondorf, Jeannie and Neil Welsh, and Jennifer White, all of Highland. 14 grandchildren, 26 great-grandchildren, siblings, Peggy and Galen Fry Miller, and Stanley and Jane Fry, many nieces, nephews, and her best friend, Joanne Schmitz. Lennis Marie Gilbertson, age 86. Kenneth H., Ken Pardoon, 95, of Richland Center, died December 3rd at Pine Valley Community Village. A graveside service with the local military honors unit will be held Saturday at 10 at the Button Cemetery in Gotham. Memorials can be made to a charity of your choice. The Cleary Memorial Funeral Home assisted with arrangements. Ken Pardoon is survived by 2 sons, Michael and Diane Pardoon, and Rick and Kendra Pardoon. Also, 3 grandchildren. Kenneth H., Ken Pardoon, 95, of Richland Center. Lawrence Paul, Larry Kataravic, 75, of Tomahawk, formerly of Richland County, died unexpectedly November 28th at Aspirus Hospital, Wausau. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center, with burial in St. Mary's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home Saturday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. Memorials may be made to Whitetails Unlimited, Wisconsin headquarters. Survivors of Larry Kataravic include his wife, Christine, son, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert and Catherine Kataravic of Pewaukee, Matthew and Laura Kataravic of Tomahawk, Larissa Kataravic of Sun Prairie, stepdaughter Paula Ashbrenner and Todd, 5 grandchildren, 2 step-grandchildren, a sister, Diane Kataravic and Robert Anglin of Madison, nieces, nephews, and extended family members. Lawrence Paul, Larry Kataravic, 75, of Tomahawk, formerly of Richland County. Mary Frances Harms, 94, of Muscadet, died November 25th at home. Funeral services will be held at 1 o'clock Saturday at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Burial will follow in St. John's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet Saturday from 11 until the time of service at 1. A rosary will be prayed at 10:45. Mary Harms is survived by her daughter, Linda and Creighton Cox of Embarrass, Minnesota, 2 step-grandchildren, 3 step-great-grandchildren, special nieces Pat Peterson, Sandra Foley, and Karen Radke, special friend Danny Wolf, nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Mary Frances Harms, 94, of Muscadet. Ronald G. Klang, 68, of Cazenovia, died December 4th at home due to long-term complications from an ATV accident in 2016. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 1 to 3 at Boston's Ba in Cazenovia. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Cazenovia EMS, Cazenovia Private Landowners ATV Club, or charity of choice. The Farber Funeral Home Reedsburg is assisting the family. Ronald Klang is survived by his wife of 39 years, Jean, two sisters, Lugene and Tim Lindloff, and Linda, sister-in-law, Sonia, and four nephews. Ronald G. Klang, 68, of Cazenovia. Logan Miles, Logie Swinehart, 82, of Avoca, died Saturday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held Friday, December 27th at 2 at the Avoca Bible Church. Burial with military rites will follow in the Avoca Cemetery. Friends may call at the Avoca Bible Church Friday, December 27th, from noon until the time of service at 2. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Logie Swinehart is survived by his wife of 55 years, Bertha, three children, John and Christy Swinehart of Avoca, Jean and Mike Wardell of Bethlehem, Georgia, and Daniel and Tanya Swinehart of Mineral Point. Former daughter-in-law, Lisa Swinehart of Honolulu, 11 grandchildren, sister-in-law, Joan Swinehart of Antigo, special friends, Clarence and Sharon Johnson and Dennis Wardell, and many special neighbors and close friends. Logan Miles, Logie Swinehart, 82, of Avoca. Ashley Bird, 37, of Avoca, died December 3rd. A private family burial will be held in the Bloom City Cemetery in the spring. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Ashley Bird is survived by her daughter Lillian, mother Tammy Banker, father Terry Bird, sister Eve Hill, grandparents Delbert and Ariel Banker, and many other relatives and friends. Ashley Bird, 37, of Avoca. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Chrissy Slaney Hinkle and Chris Coe had a daughter, Ava Lynn.
Are you looking to enroll in healthcare coverage or change plans? I can help. Hello, this is Denise, Reedsburg Area Medical Center Consumer Advocate and Marketplace Specialist. The healthcare open enrollment period is now through December 15th. I'm specially trained to help you enroll in healthcare coverage, and my assistance is completely free. Give me a call at 768-6132 or visit ramchealth.com. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
At Foggy North in Muscadet, it's more than just coffee. It's a one-stop shop for unique gifts and holiday cheer. Enjoy specialty and regular coffees while browsing holiday items, maple syrup, mugs, tumblers, and Muscadet mushroom apparel. Need a thoughtful gift? Foggy North gift cards make it easy to give the joy of great coffee and local treasures. Whether it's for Christmas, a birthday, or any occasion, you'll find something unforgettable there. Visit Foggy North today in downtown Muscadet.
Prem Meats, located in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, is the go-to spot for premium meats at unbeatable prices. Known for their top-quality beef, pork, chicken, and seafood, everything is crafted with care using perfected family recipes. They also offer fresh take-and-bake pizzas, perfect for a quick and delicious meal. For hunters, Prem Meats specializes in turning venison into mouth-watering snacks. Prem Meats and Catering, where quality meets affordability and flavor always comes first. Stop by Highway 14 Spring Green today.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Ursel and Laura Faga and Chris and Amanda Mansfield. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Hope you're staying warm out there. Temperatures definitely struggling today, running about 15 degrees below normal. We will see a gradual warming trend, though, the next couple of days as the Arctic air mass retreats off to the east and milder air moves in from the southwest. There is a weather system producing a little bit of light snow in Iowa and Illinois today. That will stay to our south, but we're getting some of the cloud cover from that. That should clear off tonight. And then tomorrow brings us plenty of sun. Clouds roll back in, though, Friday night as the next weather system approaches from the southwest. Could bring us some messy weather out there as we head into Saturday morning through Saturday afternoon. A little bit of snow, sleet, rain, maybe some freezing rain in spots, so watch your travel and walking conditions. That should be moving away by early Sunday. Beyond that, we're going to look at another weather system coming quickly into the area Monday. Could bring us some rain showers, followed by some breezy and cooler conditions Monday night and Tuesday. Forecast for the rest of today, still rather chilly with some clouds passing through. High temperature about 9 degrees. West or northwest winds 5 to 12. Partly cloudy to clear tonight. Very cold yet, low at 6 below zero, but thankfully the wind should be light. Morning sunshine tomorrow, then increasing clouds. Not as cold, with a high of 21. Wind out of the east-southeast between 5 and 10. Friday night, mostly cloudy, low 17 degrees. And Saturday, overcast and warmer, with periods of freezing rain and sleet, possibly becoming mainly light rain for the afternoon, high about 36. On Sunday, drizzle early in the morning, otherwise mostly cloudy, low 31 with a high of 40. Monday, mostly cloudy, 50% chance of scattered light rain showers, high at 41. Tuesday, breezy and colder, just a small chance of a flurry early, high 33. And Wednesday, partly or mostly cloudy, maybe some light precipitation by evening. Have a good afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently a cloudy 3 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 23, our low this morning was 5 below. Our high so far today is our current temperature of 3 above. The record high for this state, set in 1911, is 55. The record low, 18 below, was set in 1958. Last year's high was 35 with a low of 18. Sunset today will be at 4:26 with sunrise tomorrow at 7:25. Currently in Richland Center, we have northeasterly winds at 4 to 7 miles per hour. The barometer is up slightly to 30.41 and no precipitation to report. It is a cloudy 3 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
A look at the laborer situation on American farms today on Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Farm labor is hard work, and finding people to do that work is hard as well. A recent Farm Foundation forum on this included Alexandra Hill from the University of California at Berkeley.
Employees domestically are going to continue to be harder to find and more expensive to employ. The H-2A program offers this temporary solution. It's going to bring in new influxes of workers, but it's going to increase costs. And so if we want to keep production within the U.S., we really need to find ways to make our businesses more competitive.
Hill says rising farm worker costs could lead to more automation or to a shift in crop production from the U.S. to other countries. Though another panelist, Philip Martin from the University of California at Davis, says other countries haven't figured it out yet themselves.
No country has solved the seasonal farm labor problem. Whether you're in Australia or the UK or Spain or Germany, they are debating many of the very same issues we're debating. How do you protect local workers when migrants come in? What do you do about unauthorized workers? What do you do about labor contractors? How do you regulate them effectively? So it's not something that has easy answers. The hope is that we can make incremental progress coming to an answer.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
The positive outlook for beef continues. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Introducing the next era in soybean performance, Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans were bred to set new standards in yield potential and return on investment. Your best year starts here. The CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation says the outlook for beef is strong heading into 2025. Brownfield's Brendan Peoples has more from the Nebraska Cattlemen Convention.
Dan Hallstrom tells Brownfield beef exports are ending 2024 on a high note.
We're going to be very close to last year's volume, but we're going to be up about 5% in value, which would be our second largest year ever.
He says demand remains strong in Japan, Korea, and Mexico, while dramatic growth is happening in Central America, Southeast Asia, and the Philippines.
I think that combination of some of the more established markets along with some of these emerging markets is really exciting on the beef side, even though our supply is a bit limited with higher prices, but they continue to buy.
Alstrom says USMEF hopes to maintain demand at higher prices by educating buyers on potential alternative products and cooking styles.
We've had a lot of success on the beef side this past 2 years with the round. What can we do with the inside round versus using a chuck roll? What can we do with an outside round flat versus using a hanging tender?
From Kearney, Nebraska, I'm Brandon Peoples for Brownfield.
An entomologist says the cold weather being experienced by many in the upper Midwest this week will probably not help control some crop pests. Emily Bick is an entomology professor and researcher with the University of Wisconsin. She tells Brownfield corn rootworm is used to the cold weather, but there is a point where the eggs cannot survive.
Negative 17 degrees, negative 16 and a half degrees Fahrenheit, which is negative 27 Celsius. And that's the super cooling point. That's the moment before those eggs actually physically freeze, where all of their metabolism stops and they cannot recover from that.
Bick says most corn rootworm eggs will not hatch if they reach 7 below zero Fahrenheit. She says the air temperature is colder today, but the soil temperature is much warmer than the air, especially if the soil has cover crops or residue.
It turns out the more stuff on the soil, the more insulation for those eggs.
Bick says some insects freeze, while others, like the emerald ash borer, produce their own antifreeze. She says there are also insects that can be fully frozen and defrost into functional organisms. Wolf and deer depredation are legislative priorities for Minnesota State Cattlemen's Association. Executive Director Caitlin Root says
producers are definitely very fed up with the wolf situation in Minnesota right now. Numbers continue to rise. Minnesota Department of Ag doesn't always have all of the funds to reimburse producers right away, so it's a continued struggle.
Root says the association is hopeful the incoming administration will delist the gray wolf from the Endangered Species Act. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
Hello, this is Chase Heston with Tip Talk Auction Realty at Sales Alt and upcoming events. We had a bigger sale with a good crowd. Large squares topped at $210 a ton and large rounds topped at $105 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Tools, stock trailers, snow blowers, guns, antiques, and much more will sell December 18th at 6 p.m. Soft close. Looking to buy or sell your property? Give us a call, 608-723-4020 or go to www.timstockauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Heston. Have a great day.
Direct cash cattle trade has more bids Thursday. Hogs are steady to sharply lower. I'm Brent Barnett with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. CattleCon is headed to San Antonio February 4th through 6th. Visit convention.ncba.org to get registered and be part of the cattle and beef industry's largest gathering. Cash cattle country has a few bids on the table in parts of Nebraska following the last 2 days of light trade. Those bids are at $195 on a live basis and $305 dressed. Asking prices continue to be around $192 plus in the south, but have been pulled back in the north in light of higher bids. The USDA says 2024 beef export sales of 11,000 tons were up solidly from the previous week's marketing year low, with Japan and South Korea leading the way. 2025 sales of 5,400 tons were mainly to Japan. The USDA says boxed beef cutout values were delayed at midday due to technical difficulties. At the Bloomfield Livestock Feeder Cattle Auction in Iowa on Wednesday, steers sold mostly steady to $11 higher compared to the most recent sale from 2 weeks ago. Heifers under 450 pounds sold sharply higher, with heavier weights $2 to $9 higher. The supply was heavy and included several load lots of reputation steers and heifers. Feeder supply included 56% steers, and 69% of the offering was over 600 pounds. Medium and large one feeder steers 750 to 792 pounds brought 265.50 to 277.50. Medium and large one feeder heifers 704 to 748 pounds sold for 252 to 265.75. Cash hog business was steady to sharply lower at midday with light opening negotiated numbers at the major direct markets. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down 335 at midday, with a base range of 72 to 83.50 and weighted average price of 79.08. The Western Corn Belt was down 344 with a weighted average of 79.16. The Iowa, Minnesota, and Eastern Corn Belt were not reported due to confidentiality. Butcher hogs were mostly steady at $52 at the Midwest cash markets. Slaughter sows were steady with a range of 39 to 45. Boars were priced at $13. Pork values were delayed at midday due to technical difficulties at USDA. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Bex recognizes this week's player with heart, Luke Patterson from River Ridge High School, for his commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
Luke runs cross country and track and plays basketball. He's in National Honor Society, band, and FFA, and he loves to show cattle through 4-H.
What I enjoy the most is like every day, getting out, having to go feed them and take care of them, groom them.
Luke enjoys farming and the hard work that helps others.
The hard work that we consistently put in every day to keep our family farm running and then be able to put food on the table for not just ourselves, but a lot of people across the country.
He plans to get a degree in animal science and share that knowledge when he returns home to make farming a career.
Since I was little, I've always wanted to come back and farm. That's really the only job I ever wanted to do. Should hopefully be able to do that after I go to college and get a degree.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Ready or not, Christmas is here. Richards Insurance encourages you to take a moment this Christmas season to remember those you love and to enjoy the blessings you have in life. This is the 91st Christmas for Richards Insurance. We are thankful for our clients and the blessings we share. I'm Dylan Lewis, and I want to wish you a Merry Christmas on behalf of the Richards Insurance team.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we
Hi, everyone. This is Angie from Aiders and Plame. The squirrels and other critters are getting ready for the upcoming winter. Are you? Remember last winter? How could you forget? Aiders can help you with fall fixing, from weatherization and sealing up all those drafty windows and doors, to keeping all those creepy crawlies like box elder bugs and lady beetles out of your home. And clearly the mice think winter is coming. They are plentiful and busier than ever, looking for a nice warm place to spend the winter. Now speaking of mice, there's lots of options for mouse bait, but the next time you buy some, take a minute to read the back of the box. You might be surprised. Don't worry, Aiders still stocks the good bait. Got projects? Get hardware headed this fall. With a little help from Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
Hogs are mixed. Soybeans, cattle, and corn are lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Plant your potential and harvest your reality with Stein. Each season brings promise and potential. Turn that potential into reality by planting the best genetics from Stein Seed Company. Stein has yield. Soybeans are down today. CONAB lowered its outlook for Brazil's bean crop slightly, but production should still be up on the year by a pretty decent margin. Unknown Destinations bought 334,000 tons of U.S. soybeans ahead of the open, while the weekly sales numbers out this morning were bearish. January beans are down a half at 9.95. March is one lower at 10.01¾. January bean meal is down 2.50 at 2.88.60. January soybean oils up 48 points at 42.92. Corn's lower. CONAB made a modest cut in its corn outlook for Brazil, but the combined crop is still expected to be record large. U.S. export sales were down on the week, and ethanol margins have tightened. March corn's 5 lower at 4.43 and a quarter. May's down 4.5 at 4.51. And wheat's lower today as it continues to monitor harvest activity in the southern hemisphere. While export sales were below a week ago, the overall pace remains ahead of last marketing year, even with the hefty competition. March Chicago's down 5.5 at 5.57¾. March Kansas City's 5.25 lower at 5.62. March Minneapolis wheat's down 5 at 6.02. Live and feeder cattle are lower, waiting for the rest of the week's direct business. Trade so far has been fairly light, steady to $2 higher on the live basis and up 3 for the dressed. February live's down 7 at 191.30 and April's 20 lower at 192.42. January feeders are down 40 at 258.65. And hogs are mixed, mostly firm, at least currently, on spread trade and oversold signals. Pork's down at midday. Cash is steady to lower. February leans up a dime at 84.47. April 17 higher at 88.42. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
A rise in fluid milk consumption. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Milk is packed with essential nutrients, including calcium, vitamin D, protein, potassium, and B vitamins like riboflavin and B12. In fact, because of its nutritional profile, it's often considered a complete food. Alex Peterson with the United Dairy Industry Association says recently there's been an uptick in fluid milk consumption.
People are starting to get a taste of the good stuff, this value-added, high-fat. It's what people are looking for. They're looking for health benefits, and I think as people really dig into good nutrition and health benefits, dairy not only hits all the marks on that, but we've got the flavor profile too that most health foods don't have. So I'm not surprised as people look to nourish themselves, they come back to a good old glass of cold milk.
Milk comes in several fat content varieties, including whole milk, which is 3.25% fat, 2% milk, 1% milk, and skim milk, which is 0% fat. Milk is often associated with bone health because it's so rich in calcium and vitamin D, which are crucial to strong bones. The calcium in milk is particularly well absorbed by the human body. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Get the farm equipment you need at the upcoming Ritchie Brothers U.S. Agriculture Equipment event on December 19th. This online-only auction will feature items located in Denver, Minneapolis, Kansas City, and Chicago. Choose from over 50 items of prime agriculture gear, including sprayers, tractors, harvesters, combine headers, and much, much more. Don't miss this absolute unreserved auction December 19th. Register for free, then bid online at rbauction.com. That's rbauction.com. It's not too late, Wisconsin farmers. Enroll your 2024 acres in the Farmers for Soil Health program. Earn $50 per new acre of cover crops through February 28th. Farmers for Soil Health is helping farmers to reduce erosion, improve infiltration, and enhance soil health with cost sharing and technical assistance. So don't miss out. Contact your Wisconsin specialist, Tegan Duffy, at farmersforsoilhealth.com today. That's farmersforsoilhealth.com.
Fuller's Milkers Center, LLC is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milkers Center. Call 608-549-6400.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. After Syrian rebels toppled the Assad regime in Syria, the U.S. says it believes video circulating showing an American as Travis Timmerman. He was detained after crossing into Syria 7 months ago on a Christian pilgrimage. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Jordan for talks on stabilizing the region, talking to reporters about the development.
We're working to bring him home, to bring him out of Syria and to bring him home. But for privacy reasons, I can't share any more detail than that.
Blinken also says the U.S. is determined to find missing journalist Austin Tice, who was kidnapped 12 years ago in Syria. President-elect Trump ringing the bell with members of the Trump family today at the New York Stock Exchange. He's also been named as Time Magazine's Person of the Year. Incoming White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt on Fox News confirming that President-elect Trump has invited China's president to attend his inauguration. No response yet from China's leader. This is ABC News. Ryan Borgwardt, the Wisconsin father of three, accused of faking his own death.